T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WTIC.
All right.
News Talk.
In honor of yesterday,
it's pate.
In honor of yesterday, we bring on David Lightman from Aguilachi Newspapers.
Yes.
Dave, we're going to redact every third and sixth words of our questions for you. And if you can figure out what the hell we're talking about, you'd be the first.
I was going to say, see if anyone notices the difference. Right?
With us, trust me, they won't. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I said earlier that all this did yesterday, the Mueller report's release, will divide our country even more.
You're
because
correct.
The two sides are just right. digging their heels in on what they believe.
You know, that's a good way of putting it. It really is. Yeah, because you saw yesterday the reaction was predictable.
Right. I won.
And
or we didn't.
You know what got me is that, let's see, the report came out, what, 11 o'clock or so?
Yeah.
And we just got flooded with reaction by noon, and you're thinking, well, these people could not possibly have read 448 pages already. We have these two-paragraph-long reactions. I mean, in fairness, there were people who did read it later and reacted, but I'm thinking, what's that tell you, right?
I mean, I guess the whole thing is, here you're waiting for Christmas, at least some people were, waiting for Christmas, you know, for 2 years, and then it shows up, and, okay, well, first you have the little summary that was done by Attorney General Barr, but then they're waiting for the real thing. The real thing comes out, and yeah, there's stuff, but as Joe just pointed out, depends on what your point of view is.
Yeah, it does, and, you know, I think it's hard to do this right now, but you have to sort of step back and look at what's going on here. And I think yesterday we all got tied up with both the politics and the legality of all this stuff.
Right.
But there's a bigger issue here, and that is the behavior of the president. I mean, the whole sort of overarching theme of what this guy was doing to stop this and prevent this and, you know, whether it's legal or illegal or what. I mean, and that's the question I think that both voters and Congress has to address now in the coming weeks. Are they going to accept this? Are they setting a standard for the next president and the president after that? What's sort of ethical here?
Well, it'll be more entertaining, I'll say that.
When now, will Mueller go and testify before the judiciary?
That's a good question. I mean, I suspect he will before the House Judiciary
Committee. Yeah, yes, right.
Yeah, of course. But Senate, Lindsey Graham, the chairman, says he's not going to call him. He said, I don't want to relitigate this thing.
Was Mueller working? Does Mueller work for the DOJ?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious. Because, I mean, the thing was, a lot of people said, oh, he's an independent, but he is working for the DOJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because Rosenstein hired him, I believe.
Well, we were watching that in the newsroom, Joe and I were, and, you know, he was standing there, just looked like a statue, Rosenstein. I mean, it was just like, you know, he was just kind of locked off into space somewhere. It was bizarre.
You know, obviously I haven't read much of it, if any of it, just looking at the clips and the like, and it seems like... I didn't chuckle. It was rather sad to hear the president's comment when he found out Mueller had been appointed as a special prosecutor, saying that's the worst day. Yeah. That would be his presidency was over. I mean,
the worst day of his life.
Isn't that indictment?
Well, see again.
In what sense?
I know.
Yeah. But that's to me. That's what lingers on here, what happens in the court of public opinion.
Right.
That's the key.
And we'll talk
about this in the months ahead. It'll be fascinating.
Oh, God, please, no.
It's not going away.
I know.
Well, I don't want to talk about my Orioles, so.
Oh, you want to talk about them? They're really good.
Yeah, they're better than your Red Sox.
No, not my Red Sox. I'm a Yankee fan. Don't talk to me about winning 2 or 3 at Yankee Stadium.
I was just going
to
say, right?
Because I don't want to hear about that. So now we have the Easter break. The president's down at Mar-a-Lago. Who knows who's going to be there for classified dinners and the like. And when he comes back, things are just, you know, he talked about things in the campaign. He's run into roadblocks, especially now with the Democrats controlling the House of Representatives. David, what's his next big project that he's going to try to push through? Because he's already said he's going to wait. Well, he says he's going to wait on the wall. He's going to wait on health care.
Infrastructure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it or not, this is one thing where Democrats and Republicans have some common ground.
Right.
I mean, and politically, it's a winner. I mean, if you can devote money to bridges, roads. I mean, I don't
good
have
jobs,
tell you.
Good jobs.
Yeah, the only roadblock, if you will, is how do you pay for it?
Hey, that was well done.
Yeah, that was nice.
We caught that.
Let me write that down.
I was just going to say, I wish I could write like that.
But okay, some other just very quickly, some of the headlines. What's going on in the House? I mean, once again, I think we had Joe Courtney on a week or two ago, John Larson too. And the thing is, you know, if you talk to them, it's like, you know, I'm talking about the Jihar thing. I'm talking about Omar. I'm talking about OAC or whatever her name is, AOC. I mean, is that really represent? How much influence do they have? I guess that's what I'm asking.
It's growing. With AOC, because she's a new generation. She knows how to use social media.
Photogenic.
Yeah, I mean, she's not there yet, but she's getting there fast. So, I mean, what the Larsons, not to speak for them, but look, every poll will tell you that what people want to know from the Democrats and Republicans is what are you going to do about health care, jobs, infrastructure, immigration.
Right.
I mean, they're not talking to him about Mueller. Maybe that'll change in the next week.
Right.
So far,
no. Well, and it also seems like we've talked about the fact that it seems for the first time in forever, John Larson's going to actually have a fight within the party for his seat.
I didn't know. Really?
Yeah.
He may get primary.
Yeah. I mean, now look, depending who they primary up against, I mean, he might still win 70-30, but still, the fact that they're even thinking of that just shows that the Progressive Caucus is looking to move people out who have been here for a while.
Well, didn't he beat a progressive 20 years ago in the first place?
Yes, Miles Rappaport,
that
it was.
Yeah,
exactly.
But, I mean, the thing is, you know, AOC, back to her again, but, you know, she said, look, if you guys aren't with us, then guess what? I'm going to build a fund, and she does have a pack she's already creating.
Yeah.
And I'll find people to primary you if you're not on the team.
I know, and that's causing a lot of dismay. I mean, Pelosi, to her credit, is holding them all together.
It's got to be hard.
Boy, it's going to be rough. I mean, when she steps down, oh, Lord.
Good Lord, that'll be a catfight. That'll be a fight like you've never seen before.
Oh, God.
Hey,
no.
David, thanks for the insight. Good luck to your O's, especially when they play the Sox. And have a good holiday. Thank you, sir.
You too. Have a great weekend. Right,
that's the great David Lightman, who we love talking to from McClatchy.
He's kind of mean.
What?
Well, you know, you want him to beat the Sox.
Why?
It's not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.